so I know a lot of the different individuals with the different cruise lines. And hopefully, you know, with the way Hanes is going, we can entice some of them to come back.
Hanes Tourism sets priorities under a new director, and a deadly moose encounter serves as a reminder to drive with caution. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. Skagway Assembly, acting as the Board of Adjustments, overturned the decision by the Planning and Zoning Commission to deny a conditional use permit to the town's wood bar. That means the operation is able to move to a different part of the same property that exists in the Business General District. Separately, the Assembly chose not to object to the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board granting a duplicate liquor license to the wood bar, which is necessary for the new location to serve alcohol. However, the wood is still waiting for the ABC Board to meet on granting them a duplicate liquor license. And following the discovery of a 20-year-old permit rule that mistakenly wasn't enforced, the Assembly decided to give all businesses serving alcohol until October 1st to come into compliance with zoning code, which means at least four bars in Skagway will need to apply for conditional use permits to continue operating. A broken water line was responsible for an isolated flood in Hanes Thursday. Scott Bradford, Hanes Water Sewer Plant Operator, says the problem was fixed by midday, but led to the loss of half of the borough's stored water supply.
Well, there's a fire hydrant across the street from Delta Western. Something underground below the fire hydrant there let go. I don't know if it froze and broke or if it came apart. We're not sure. We didn't dig it up.
The leak was detected at daybreak when Hanes Police Department contacted Bradford and the repair crew. In the meantime, some residents experienced low water pressure or discolored water, which is easily cleared by running the water for a time. Some homes lost water completely.
We got things fixed and isolated about 11 o'clock yesterday and got everybody that was out of water back with water. So we've been busy filling tanks again, getting our water filled back up, and by Monday we should have everything filled back up and everything should be good again.
Bradford believes subterranean frost is to blame for the burst, since crews discovered a surprising 4.5 feet of frost below the site. Additionally, he says two sewer services in town have frozen already this winter.
I guess the next month and a half is going to be kind of critical. This is the time of the year when the frost goes the deepest into the ground, and, you know, there's potential there that we could have some more problems. We're assuming this was a freezing problem.
Hanesboro residents, except those living in Crystal Cathedral, get their water from Lily Lake and Piedad and could have been affected by the break. Some other homes in the Chilkat Valley get their own non-city water from wells and springs. People in the Chilkat Valley and Skagway should consider leaving their indoor water running low through cold snaps, especially if they have shallow service lines or have experienced problems in the past. Hanes needs more cruise ships. That from the Hanes Tourism Department, as the new director describes goals for making Hanes a more attractive destination for travelers.
You know, certainly one of the primary focuses would be to get more cruise ships. Biggest bang for the buck.
Tanya Carlson came to Hanes earlier this month to lead the borough's tourism department.
However, we need to not completely exclude all the independent travelers because they're the ones who fill the accommodations and, you know, spend a larger amount of time here than just those that are here for 8 to 5.
Carlson's been working with borough officials to set a direction for the tourism sector of the municipality, which was led by former director Lori Stepanski for 6.5 years before her resignation last year. Carlson, who has experience working in the cruise industry, says one cruise ship a week is not enough.
The nice thing is that I've never lost that contact with the cruise industry, so I know a lot of the different individuals with the different cruise lines. And hopefully, you know, with the way Hanes is going, we can entice some of them to come back. And also the small ships as well, with Cruise West going out of business, that kind of hurt. But Sitka took over two of their ships, Allen Marine with the Alaska Dreams, but they're not coming here. So, you know, we want to try to get those smaller ships here as well.
That sentiment was echoed by Borough Manager Mark Ernest at Monday's joint meeting between Hanes and Skagway Assemblies and Borough staff.
One of the other things that we can do in Hanes is try to get some additional cruise ship volume. I think we're down to one plus a week, which is really below is a threshold for a lot of our local businesses to thrive or survive on cruise ship traffic. One week is pretty, it's less than minimal for us.
But the department is cautious. Given the varying opinions that Haines residents have about the cruise industry, the borough plans to consult with the community to find out what amount of cruise ship traffic is appropriate for Haines.
Yeah, you know, I came in knowing that it was very mixed here. And hopefully we'll be able to just open up communication, first of all, so that everybody feels that they're being heard. But I think also just bringing awareness to how much tourism does bring to the community. Because, you know, they come in, even if they're on a cruise ship, they come in, they shop, and they spend a lot of money, and that goes right back into our community, and it benefits everybody, whether you work directly in tourism or you don't, you still get to benefit from it. So I think that's probably the biggest thing that we need to try to help convey throughout the community from here all the way to the border.
Carlson, in her own time, enjoys road cycling, hiking, and working in theater. She made the move to the Chilkat Valley from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, where she worked in tourism for 6 years.
I worked for a group tour operator, so my job was to put together group itineraries, figure out where we go, what things we do, where we stay, all that good stuff. But I was in charge of Alaska, our cruises, and a few miscellaneous among those, so kind of kept me, at least in Alaska, I'd come back up every summer with groups and take them through the state.
But this isn't the first time she's called Southeast Alaska home. Carlson lived in Juneau for about 6 years as a student and as a naturalist on a whale-watching tour, and was assistant shore excursion manager for Holland America Cruise Lines after graduation. It was that job that gave her exposure to Haines.
I came up to study marine biology. I transferred up in 98, and I fell in love with it when I got here. So I think Alaska just holds a very special place, and got to sell the tours here in Haines and come over and visit, although I'd been through here a couple times before that, and just, you know, got to know the people here and certainly the surroundings, and really just fell in love with Haines. I absolutely love it here. So I was really excited when this position came open.
She says more marketing to independent travelers is key, and that the borough will look to other small Alaska communities with low cruise ship traffic like Sitka, Hoonah, and Seward as examples along the way. Carlson says at this time she's working to become more familiar with the people in the Northern Panhandle's tourism community. Another priority is promoting the events Haines already has and bringing more events to Haines.
Cruises, but yeah, I would like to put an emphasis, though, on the independent traveler as well. Really marketing our trails that we have here and, you know, our great events, because we've got the Brewfest, the State Fair, the Kluane Chilkat Bike Relay. I mean, those are really big events that could probably do a little bit better with marketing to get more people involved.
Carlson added that at this point she hasn't had much involvement with winter tourism such as heli skiing, but said that tourism at all times of the year is a good thing, especially during winter when there isn't other money coming in. She says she's still working on getting all the background on the long-running issues surrounding heli ski business in the Chilkat Valley. The Haines Tourism Office, where Tanya Carlson, the new tourism director, works, is open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Visitor Center in town. Even a moose can't mess with Sally Reno. The Chilkat Valley resident walked away from a nasty collision this week between her truck and two moose in the road at 22 Mile on the Haines Highway.
Well, I was coming home from 18 Mile with some firewood on my truck. So I got to 22 Mile, and it's dark, of course. We should never work into the dark. And the cow moose came out. She hit the front fender on the driver's side by the headlight.
Reno said the moose got away after causing very little damage to the framework around one headlight. But that wasn't the end of that.
The calf kept on coming and rammed into my door, and I did not turn my head because I didn't want to ditch my truck. And so, all of a sudden, there's glass flying all the way across the front seat of the cab. The door is totaled, very totaled. There's not a piece of glass in the window. I have plastic over it right now. It's a little cool, but and I can only shut my door sometimes from the outside.
Reno says she might have an extra door in her yard, but if not, she might be in the market for a driver's side truck door that fits a...
It's a 86 Ford F-250, but it has a lot newer motor in it.
Reno wasn't hurt in the accident and stayed on scene until a report was made. Then she returned home in her driver's side windowless truck with, she exclaims, the heater on high.
I was okay. It's a miracle how I did not get hurt, because you're only sitting like 4 inches from the door. And and the door is caved in, and of course all the glass, and thank goodness I did not turn my head sideways, or I would have had glass in my eyes.
Timber the dog, who was sitting shotgun, made it away unscathed as well.
Well, he took it so calm, cool, and collective, and I guess I did too. It was like I knew this possibility could always happen, and well, when it did happen, all I said was, oh no!
But troopers did have to put the injured moose cow down when they arrived on scene. Alaska State Trooper Josh Bentz responded to the incident. He says the approximately 2-year-old moose calf was spotted the next day and is presumed to be okay. But he warns there's been a lot of wildlife moving around lately, coyotes and moose especially. He urges people to use extra caution while driving. But Reno added accidents can still happen even if you're taking precautions.
I was slowing down. In fact, I was not driving fast because when I left 18 Mile, I told my friend, I am driving slow because of the moose. And never did I expect this to happen. And it's like I had, no more of the words out of my mouth than it happened.
The meat from the dead moose did not go to waste. Bill Stacy came to the scene to butcher the animal and deliver the meat to local charity Head Start. The Haines Police Department keeps a list of local groups in need to contact in cases such as this. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Thanks for getting your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.